Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa's citrus growers want urgency from government regarding the country's ports and railways. Citrus Growers Association says it welcomes President Ramaphosa's commitment to ensuring there are functional state-owned enterprises. But newly appointed CGA head Dr. Boitshoko Ntshabele, quoted by Engineering News, says there seems to be a general assumption that the logistics crisis is over, but we're not out of the woods yet. He notes that many reform initiatives have been launched by government in the past to no or minimal effect. Says Ntshabele, it's essential for the citrus industry that the efficiency of the container terminals at our ports improves. Gold continues to touch record highs, driven by fears of a general trade war. The European Union says it will retaliate against US tariffs on its steel and aluminium exports, announced over the weekend by Donald Trump. No details yet from the EU, except to say that the countermeasures will be firm and proportionate. EU member states have already approved levies of up to 50% on €4.8 billion worth of US goods, which could include bourbon whiskey, Harley-Davidson motorcycles, motorboats, and some steel and aluminium. Gold touched 2,942 at one point yesterday. It's trading this morning 2,889. Turning the focus to South Africa, the country's Tire Equipment Parts Association, TIPA, says losing duty-free access to the US would be a potential disaster for the automotive components sector. Quoted by Business Day, TIPA's vice chair, Dylan Petzer, was commenting on the possible loss of access to AGOA later this year if Trump continues to stop foreign assistance to South Africa. AGOA, says Petzer, has been a lifeline for equitable participation by South Africa's exports to the US. TIPA has over 1,850 member businesses, which between them employ some 45,000 people. Many of our members, says Petzer, have spent years cultivating relationships with US buyers, relying on AGOA's duty-free status to level the playing field. He notes that since AGOA's introduction, automotive exports to the US have surged. On the broader markets, the JSE closed last evening with the All-Share Index down 0.2%, the Top 40 the same, London's FTSE up, but just a tenth of a percent. New York, the Dow closed up 0.3%, S&P 500 flat, the Nasdaq down 0.4%. Tokyo this morning up 0.2%, Hong Kong up 1.9%, Sydney also up 0.2%. US dollar has eased to 104 to the euro, no relief there for the rand though, 18.52 to the dollar this morning, 19.19 to the euro, 23.06 to sterling. Platinum, 984. Bitcoin, just over 95,600. And Brent crude oil, just under $77 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.